This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Go ahead, sir. I've got just a few minutes. Go ahead.
It has to do with that lawsuit that I mentioned last week on your program.
Stephen Bozell joins us, by the way. Mr. Bozell is a construction contractor. He is in Corona, California. And you're not in Corona right now?
No, sir, I'm not. I'm actually in San Bernardino. My two of the gentlemen that work for me are out here this weekend. We're putting up what is called a tilt-up. We're putting up a business park, and we're also at in the midst of a contract negotiation on doing another business park in the area. And while we're doing all of that, we're spending some time over with one of the contractors at his home. He has a ranch out here. It's actually about 3 miles east of Riverside in a town called Hemet. And that's what we're doing out here this afternoon or this evening.
All right. Now, I know that you have had a difficult week. Last week, Mr. Bozell was telling us about he had spoken to his attorney and was pondering a lawsuit in which he would name his wife as you would name your wife as that you'd be the plaintiff, she'd be the defendant. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And this was an emotional decision. This is not the first time, though, that there have been problems in your home. Now, I've heard of husbands suing wives for divorce or wives suing husband for divorce, but I've never heard of anything.
Well, there is, in law, my attorney, Dolores Blasingame, has told me that there are different ways of interpreting domestic law in the United States. If your spouse has purposely tried to make you look like a fool, or what have you, trying to find the legal word, but I guess you have recourse to the law.
Okay, tell me what this is about. I know that your daughter was on her way to a formal 2 weekends ago.
It was in the date my attorney has, but it was 2 Saturday nights ago. My daughter was on her way to her formal. She's a sophomore. She goes to a Corona High, and they had a spring formal for the juniors and sophomores. It is my tradition, and I think it's the tradition of most fathers, to interview the young man who comes to the door to take your daughter out. I wanted to ask this young man, good young man, his name was Sean, and I brought him in. And I told my daughter that I just want to talk to Sean for a few minutes. And my daughter's used to this. I don't know that there's met any young woman in America who doesn't have a very loving father who, her father would not want to interview.
Understood.
All right. My daughter is a very lovely young girl. Very much looks like her mother when her mother was that age, from the photographs that I've seen. My daughter has matured and developed very quickly. And I wanted to get some things straight with this young man on account of he's taking my girl out to this to the prom.
Okay.
I asked this young man, Sean, and I looked him in the eye, and I said, son, I want you to be honest with me. You can be honest with me. Are you going out with my daughter because she has matured in the way she has, because she's developed physically in the area that she has?
We're talking about the young lady's breasts. Is that right?
Yes, sir. And he kind of laughed and looked nervous. And
well, of course.
Well, I said, but I want an honest answer. If you're going out with my daughter because she's got, because she's, you know, built that way, I want to know because, obviously, that's of some concern. And he said, no, sir, I'm not. And I said, okay, I'm going to accept your answer, but I want you to know something. And we walked out of the office. Now, my wife, April, I love her so very much. But when my wife had the babies, she put on weight. And that is 16 years ago, and it's never come off. And I said, I want you to know something. That's my wife. And I said it in the most gentle way that I could. I said, but that's what my daughter, that's what she's going to look like by the time she hits her late 30s. Okay, my wife, when the kids left, said to me that I've been completely insensitive, which is what women are going to say when you're trying to be factual and logical. And I kind of laughed it off. The next Sunday, we're having brunch. She announces to me in front of the two children that she was planning on joining a fitness center and getting her weight back down to where it was before the babies were born, which was 130.
Okay.
And
how tall is your wife?
She's 5'5".
Okay.
And right now she weighs 180. and she had a large pair of chest, but it got lost with all of the fat that she put on. So now she's saying she's not going to go to the gym, she's not going to lose the weight, and the excuse she's using is because of what I said about my daughter eventually looking like her, and so she's gone back on her word to me. See, the older I get, the more danger there is for any man to have an affair, and I don't want that to happen. And I told my wife, you've got to get the weight off. Now she's going back on her word.
She promised to take her weight off.
She promised to take the weight off that she put on when the babies were born, yeah.
Now she's not going to do it.
She's not going to do it.
Because you had insulted her in front of this young man.
No, I had not insulted her. I said...
Well, sir, if you say to her...
No, sir, I had not. Please, Mr. Henry, you don't know about the law and what my attorney has told me. I have the right to say to that young man, are you going out with my daughter because she has large breasts? Yes or no? The kid said no. Okay, fine. I'll believe you. But I just want you to know that my daughter will eventually look like my wife over there. My wife was sitting eating. I didn't know she could hear us. And naturally, she's sitting and eating. And
but your wife did hear you.
Apparently she did, yes, sir.
Okay, so your wife was insulted by that, and the following Sunday, which would have been last Mother's Day...
That is correct.
She says to you, I was going to take my weight off, but now I'm not going to because you were insensitive to me. Now, what about that? I mean...
My attorney tells me that doesn't play into it at all. That the facts of the case and the factual basis of the case is, my wife promised me, when I told her that I'm getting to the age now where you start to go into your second childhood and you start to think about all the other, you know, use the word that my crew uses, you're looking at all the other tail walking around out there.
Did you say to your wife, I may have an affair on you if you don't take off the weight?
No, sir, I did not.
But just, what did you say to her?
I just said, honey, it's been 16 years since the babies were born. If you could get the fat off, it would make it less more attractive to me about the other tail that's out there than what is out there now. And that's all I said.
Well, that's saying it. That's saying, if you get the weight off, I wouldn't have a wandering eye.
Well, I mean, you say wandering eye. I think of a man who has a muscle imbalance that makes his eye go a different way. But I'm talking about...
Well, no, but that's what you're saying. You're saying, if you don't take the weight off... Let me give our phone number out, because this, you're basing this on a legal... You want to sue your own wife for breaching some sort of verbal agreement with you that she'd take her weight off. The number is 1-800-449-8686. Here on the Phil Hendry Show, we're speaking with Mr. Stephen Bozell, a construction contractor from Corona, California. His wife and he entered into a conversation. If you don't mind, Mr. Bozell, I'm going to go in reverse order here, the events, because that's, I think, more important.
All right, but please understand.
But just let me just say, your wife agreed that she'd take the weight off that she'd put on after your children were born. She said she was going to go back to the fitness center and take the weight off. Then you had some young man over to the house who was going to take your daughter out. And as you were leaving with this young man and your daughter, you pointed to your wife and said, that's what my daughter's going to look like someday.
Mr. Henry, you got to understand, I said that to him to make sure he wasn't taking my daughter out because she has a large chest. That's all.
Fine, and that's fine, but your wife heard this, was insulted by this, said to you, now I'm not going to do it.
That is correct.
And you say that's breaching the agreement she made with you.
That is correct, yes, sir. And, see, I never made an agreement with her. In other words, I never said to her, oh, honey, someday I will never, never point at you and say, April Jr. is going to look like you because, you see what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. I don't know that it holds up. If you'll hold on for just a moment here, Mr. Stephen Bozell, you ever heard of such a thing? Maybe some women and maybe some men promised their spouses, you know what, I'll take this weight off. I know that I was much more attractive or I was slim or, you know, whatever, when we got married. His wife said she would, after the babies were born, women put on weight. She didn't take it off. She said she would. But as he was escorting the date of his daughter to the front door, after asking this young man, are you going out with my daughter because she has a large chest? And the young man said no. He pointed to his wife and said, because that's what my daughter's going to look like someday. Now, he is suing his wife for going back on her word that she was going to lose the weight, but she's not losing it now because she felt insulted. Are you following this?
It's good, a little bit.
1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You know what? You're adopted. Suck on that.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we're with Stephen Bozell. How old are you, Steve? How old is your wife?
I'm 39, and my wife, April's 36.
And you had the babies. You guys got married young, isn't that right?
Yes, we did, sir. We got married while we were still in college.
And your daughter is how old?
She's 15.
And how old is your son?
My son, Steve, is 11. And my wife had miscarried.
Sorry to hear that.
Thank you. About 5-6 years ago. And at that time, we decided we would not have any more children.
Now, your wife has not gotten the weight off. You told her that it detracts from how attractive she is?
No, I never said that. I never said that. All I said was that, you know, it would help if she'd take the weight off. That's all. It would help our sex life.
All right. So now, as this young man is escorting your daughter to a prom, you're asking him, as any father would, about himself, but you asked a pretty direct question, didn't you?
I asked this young man if he was going out with my daughter because she has large breasts, just like her mother did when she was that age. And he said, no, sir, I'm not. And I said, okay, take a look at, you know, what I'm married to now, because that, you know, that's what it's going to look like.
Take a look at what I'm married to?
No, I just said, that's my wife over there in the chair, and I said, it's going to look like that.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to nitpick. Did you say it's going to look like that?
No, sir. I'm sorry, I'm nervous. I said my daughter is going to look like that, meaning my wife. Yeah, so, you know, eventually. So if you think she's got a big, you know, big pair, well, it's going to get lost in the fact that it's now pretty overwhelmingly there.
Does your attorney say you have a case?
Absolutely.
What are you actually suing for?
Breach of contract. Alienation of affections and breach of contract. An oral agreement that she'd get the weight off and get it off and get it off until it all melted away.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Here is Jim. Go ahead, Jim.
Oh, hi. How you doing there,
Phil?
All right. This guy has some problems here. I don't know what you're thinking, bud, but suing your wife, how old's your daughter, 16?
15.
Okay, 15, and you're telling her that when she puts on a couple of pounds, she's worth nothing to
you. No, I didn't say anything to her. You're not listening to what I'm saying. I'm spending a lot of money on this lawsuit, and I would appreciate if people knew what I'm trying to do.
Well, I don't care what kind of money you're spending on any lawsuits.
Well, you don't even understand it. All the money I'm spending, and you don't understand it.
Well, it's not his job to understand you.
Hold on a minute here. You haven't met my wife. We have two young kids. And
I'm not. Look, I'm not. I'm telling you, what's your wife got to do with it? I'm saying that I've got a wife who I love very much, but yeah, she put on a lot of weight after the kids was born, and I asked her to take it off. So I'm getting to that point in my life where you do look at other women.
So you're willing to tell her that in your eyes, she's a worthless piece of garbage.
I never said worthless piece. Those are your words.
Well, those are my words, but that's what she's feeling like sexually.
How do you know? How do you know how she's feeling?
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that you're perfect? That you are?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Okay, so if you're not,
I'm saying that my wife put on some weight after the kids was born, and I said, okay, that's nice. You get weight on. I understand how women, you know, get on weight when the babies are born. Now, how about taking it off? Well, that was 16. That's 16 years.
Jesus Christ. Hey, I'm going to tell you one thing. I got two young kids at home.
I don't know what that's got to do with anything, but
I love her to death. And you know what? She isn't as hot as the day I married her. But I'm telling you what, those are the things that you're going to pay. You're going to make little payments, if you will, you know, to the perfect life that you want to have, that's in your head, and you got to forget about it. You're going to sue your wife? Are you crazy?
No. Well, okay, how come she told me she'd do it, and then she turns around and says she won't?
Because you insulted her, man. You
Well, everybody, I mean, couples argue. Does that mean...
Argue? You insulted her in front of this kid. You go, hey, you know, if you're going out with my daughter because she's got a big chest, which I don't know what the hell kind of thing that is to say in front of your daughter.
I didn't say it in front of my daughter. I said it to the kid behind closed doors. Yeah, I did say it after we come out of the office.
And your daughter heard
okay.
it?
Okay, but my daughter never said anything to her.
And I said to the kid, I go, if you think my daughter's hot, take a look at that, because that's what it's going to look like.
That's what it's going to look like. You keep doing this...
That's what it's going to look like.
Are you guys seriously criticizing my...
Your priorities are all out of whack. That's what it's going to look like.
I want to know something. You guys are seriously criticizing my syntax here? Let's get to the meat of the matter.
Okay, fine. So you said it, and you meant she, right? And you meant she. I can understand...
I was talking to a boy.
No, you said that's what it's going to look like.
I meant her breasts.
Yeah, man. Well, that's what I'm saying. In your mind, that's what she is to you, then. She's an it, isn't she? She's your thing, man. And you can just blow her off.
Don't you think you owe it to a young man who's going out with your daughter to at least give him a heads up on what's going to be happening to him?
He can see that with his own eyes. He doesn't need you to pronounce to him that maybe your daughter is going to gain a couple pounds after she has a couple of kids. Maybe he wants that.
I doubt that.
I mean, you know... How old were you when you got married? Let me ask you this question.
I was a young man. I was 21 years old.
You were 21 years old. Okay,
yes,
great. I was 25, right? So we're in the same boat, right?
No, and you were 25 30. And I was 21. No, we're not in the same boat.
Okay, so maybe you were a little young. So then maybe you're admitting that you're a little immature about the whole thing.
Yeah, okay, and maybe, you know, if you had wheels and pedals, you'd be a bicycle. I mean, what is this guy trying?
All right, look at Jim.
Man, I'm just trying to make you open your eyes. You're going to throw your marriage over this.
I don't think you're making no sense at all.
She's going to stay with you. She's not going to divorce you. She's not going to
see it. You ain't living with what I'm living with.
All right, Jim. Thank you. I got to take a break or go to another call. The man is making a good point about this. That's what it's going to look like.
That's the way men talk.
Oh yeah, huh? In front of your daughter and your wife. Let's go over to Desiree. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Okay, first of all, this guy talking about how his wife may have gained a couple pounds. You know what? I'm a big girl, too.
My wife gained pounds after she had the babies. I understand that. That's what happens.
Okay,
however,
well, I was born a big girl.
There comes a time when common decency says, okay, let's start getting the fat off. Let's go. Now, whether you've got a tire to the back of a car and runner or...
Okay, just the fact that you said that, dude, insane, okay?
What did I say,
man? Just because your wife gained some extra weight because she had your child.
My two children.
You love your wife, right?
Of course, I love my wife to death, yes.
Then why does it matter what she looks like?
Because it'd be nice to have her take the weight off.
Are you ashamed of your wife?
When I first met my wife, I know I'm talking to a lady, and I'll try to be...
Just watch it.
I'll try to be as nice as I can. My wife had a great... She had a large, you know what I'm saying, okay? You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Okay. Now she puts on all the weight. Well, man, they just disappeared. They disappeared under the fat.
Okay, do you love your wife?
What's that?
Do you love your wife?
Yeah, as far as it goes.
Are you ashamed
What does that mean, as
wife?
Far as it goes?
No, I'm not ashamed of my wife at all, no.
Then why does it matter?
Why does it matter?
Yes.
Because her breasts aren't as big as they was because everything else is bigger.
So you're saying that
it's
you love
like
your
a
wife's
man,
breast, but you don't love your wife.
It's like a man, if he puts on weight, well, maybe he had one that was huge, but now he's put on all kinds of fat. Now it looks small, see?
Doesn't
what are you
way.
Talking
if
about,
you
man?
You love the person.
No.
You're an idiot.
I'm saying that when a man puts on weight, what used to be pretty good size one, now it's just a little tiny thing with a big gut hanging over it.
Okay, it doesn't matter how big it is,
right,
it's how you use it.
Desiree, hold the line, okay, hon? We'll be right back. Stephen Bozell with us, suing his wife. She agreed to shed the pounds she put on after the babies were born. She says she won't now, and he's suing her. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8666.
1-800-449-8666.
Bye. Be lovely with me. Come on, be lovely.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8666.
Stephen Bozell is with us.
Mr. Bozell has filed a suit against his own wife, April Bozell, for breach of contract. She had agreed to go to a fitness center or go to some level or extent of exercise that would begin to shed the pounds that she'd put on after the birth of their last child, and that has not happened. She is saying she's not going to lose that weight now after she felt insulted by her husband saying to the young date of her daughter, my daughter's going to look like her someday, pointing to his wife. Do you not feel any sensitivity for your wife in terms of this? You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, of course I do, Mr. Henry.
Don't you see the insult that that is to a woman?
Mr. Henry, when I first married April, not a day went by that I didn't tell her how beautiful she was, how lucky I was, how fortunate I was that I ever did find her. I told her how sexy she was. And every day of our life has been, you know, it's been wonderful, and I love her. After my daughter was born, or after my son was born, and I said, okay, but, you know, the boy's born. We were going to have one more. She miscarried, like I said. But I told her, I said, after my son was born, I said, okay, let's get moving on it now. You know, let's, and she's all, you know, well, this and that, see? So now, see, nobody's giving me credit for that. On account of, after my son was born, 11 years ago, I said, all right, let's get cracking. Nope. She didn't. She, well, you know, I don't want to do. All right. Now my daughter is 16 or 15. And she'll be, she, my daughter's going to be 16 next year. I guess she'd be 16 next year. I'm very nervous.
Yeah, that's okay. Go ahead.
Now she says, I said, okay, how about losing the weight now? She goes, no, I don't want to lose it now because you basically said that I'm, you know, I'm gargantua, and my daughter's going to be Gargantua Junior. As I never said nothing like that.
Well, you pointed at her and said to this young man, my daughter's going to look like that someday.
Well, this kid's going out with my daughter because she's got a pair on her. Now, see, you make me sound like a pervert.
Well, I mean, a pair on her? You're talking about your own daughter. Let's have some freaking common courtesy, okay?
Mr. Henry, I'm out tonight on the farm of a very dear friend to get some relaxation away from the tensions that I have been suffering on account of this.
And now, let's talk about your tensions. Let's talk about you the way you talk about your own daughter. And
how do I talk about my own daughter?
What, the pair on her? What the hell, man?
I'm talking to some young kid. I'm trying to use his language. These kids these days, kid wants to take my daughter out to the prom. Next thing you know, he's trying to, you know, he's got that brown clouds thing going. I mean, the clown, I don't even forget it.
You can't. All right, let me get back to this lady who's been hanging on patiently here. Desiree, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's all right. Yeah, as I was saying before the break, this guy, Steve, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you love your wife, right? And you're not ashamed of your wife.
I think I've said that now about 85 million times.
Okay, but if you really love her, then it shouldn't matter. I mean, you already say that you're not ashamed of her.
It shouldn't
matter. Why does it matter what
she
looks like?
If it shouldn't matter, then do you go out with guys who've got, like, huge ears and buck teeth? That shouldn't matter.
If they got a great personality, yeah. But we're not talking about me, so we're talking about you.
If they got a great personality. Okay, how come Alfred E. Newman don't get more dates? I'll tell you why. Because he doesn't exist.
But you're already married to her. You're not worried about dating her, sir.
Right.
Okay. So the thing is I don't think you understand how women's minds work.
Ma'am, all I'm saying is if you women promise us something and then you pull it back because you say it's our fault, that is so typically female.
Okay,
one time you'll say to us, okay, honey, I'm going to get the weight off. And then just if we misstep, if we do something, if we fart in the bathroom, whatever it is, then you say, oh, you know what, we're not going to do it now. That is so wrong, so very, very wrong.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Yes, ma'am.
You must, okay, and let me finish this up before you cut me off like you've been. Steve, I don't think you've known very many women in your life because that's what we do, okay? It's called gaining control. And you know what? There might be women out there that are mad at me for saying that, but you know it's true.
Lie. Okay? In other words, you lie. Okay, great.
No, we don't lie. We don't lie.
Thank you
for being the first woman. We don't lie. You know what, Steve? I asked you not to cut me off. All right? Are you going to let me talk, Steve?
I'm letting you talk, but you just admitted you're all born liars.
She didn't say anything of the sort.
Steve, there's your problem, Steve. You have no respect for women.
Are you kidding me? I've got a daughter who I protect with my life. I've got a wife who I've made.
Oh, yeah, and that's why you talk about her pair?
The queen of hey, look, I'm talking to some punk kid who wants to go out there and start groping
my daughter. Oh, now you're talking to a grown adult, Steve.
Okay, fine. I'm just saying, women, you are the one, not me. you're the one who just said women are born liars.
No,
she
I didn't.
Never used any word. She said that women gain control in certain situations.
Well, that's a nice word. You see what happens is they sit around all day watching Oprah, and they learn all this way of talking. And Oprah teaches them how to lie without lying, you know.
God. Steve, you really want to go there.
All day long, you women sit.
I work for a living. So do many other women out there.
Yeah, but you bring your TV sets. I've seen the receptionist watching all the different shows.
Are you kidding me?
Wait a minute. What are you talking?
Are you telling me you've never seen a receptionist sit there watching all the different programmings, and there's Oprah 1 minute, and that queer Maury Povich, or I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, watch the language.
Well, all them guys.
And okay, Bill O'Reilly. I work for a very predominant technology company, and you know what I do all day? I take phone calls from people that want products. Okay, and
I'm a receptionist.
You know what screen? No, I'm not a receptionist. Thank you very much. I'm a technology salesperson.
Okay, whatever they call it there, it's still called a receptionist, right?
No, it's not. I work hard.
She's in sales. She's an account exec.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, aren't you lucky you got Mr. Henry here to tell you how to talk about it?
God, you are a real dick, man. You know that?
Mr. Henry, you just violated the Federal Communications Commission with that word.
Don't tell me about what my work is. I'm not telling you your job. And I'm telling you that you should speak with a little bit of respect, keep your mouth shut, let the lady finish what she's saying.
So you're talking to me? God, man. When did you put your sack into your wife's purse? That's what I'd like to know.
You know what, pal? You talk to me like that in front of me, I'm going to give you a knuckle sandwich.
You're going to hit me?
Yes. Yes, I'd hit you.
Well, there you go. Civilization crumbles at last. Guy starts.
Suing your wife. What do you know about civilization and being civil? You're suing your wife for being slightly overweight.
I'm not throwing hands on her. I'm not slapping her around. Mr. Henry wants to slap me around.
You know, there comes a time, yeah.
Oh, man, I'd like to get a hand on you, too.
I'll bet you would. What would you like to do? Grab me and everything?
No, sir. Maybe I'd like to bust it on you for being an... I can't even say the curse word on radio.
All I'm saying is my wife made a promise that she'd shed the pounds. Guess what? She didn't. She's still sitting in the same chair. There's still that same damn box of C's she's been working on for a week. My daughter is still walking around looking all, you know, all the boys in the neighborhood are trying to, you know, get a hold of her. I'm trying to keep...
It's not her fault that she matured.
I'm not blaming my daughter, but I'm blaming those little scumbags that come around here in their hot neons with the fake rims, and they got their
So why don't you go sue the little punks that are running around?
Desiree, thank you for your call. You sound very overwrought.
Thank you. You finally figured that out? Now I got an attorney who's told me that
this lady made the point. Why don't you sue the? What are you talking to these guys? Boys are going to be boys.
Boys will be boys, huh? Well, they got my daughter doing lap dances. My daughter comes home, $300 from lap dances. What's that make me look like? A piker. I don't make that kind of money.
This guy's nuts. He's not wrong-headed. He's not barking up the wrong tree. He's just nuts. 1-800-449-8686. He's the radio version of the Da Vinci Code, man, this guy. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Crap is not really the word for it. Crap is solid.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Bozell, you there?
Yes, sir.
In your lawsuit, you talk about the gas pains one gets. Can you explain this part here?
No, that was referring to... When I'm walking down the street with my wife, have you ever had those gas pains that are so extreme before you have diarrhea or do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what extreme stomach cramps feel like.
Yes, sir. All right. If you're walking down the street with your wife who you love very much, but she's also large, you have to shield your face from acquaintances in business because if they see you with a fat woman, believe it or not, it could hurt your ability to conclude business because a lot of times you'll sit around with these guys talking about this and that, and they think you're a regular guy about everything what you've done. Now they see you with a fat woman, and they go, well, I guess this guy ain't the stud he thinks he is. Maybe he's a liar, too, about all the other stuff he say. So the next thing you know, they think I'm just one big lying you-know-what, and they don't want to do business with me. And that's when I began to experience these cramps in my stomach, which did come before diarrhea.
Are you blaming your wife's weight for this?
In an indirect way, yes, sir.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Lisa, go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Both of you. I've kind of been chubby my entire lifetime. And one boyfriend that I used to have, of course I don't have him anymore, used to say to me, chastise me about my weight. And, you know, I'm not really a big woman, but anyway.
Did you get the weight gone when you had a kid?
Yes, but breastfeeding helps you get the weight off. But I've never been slender anyway, but I'm telling you this thing, sir, because it's very important to me. The way to get a woman to lose weight is to appreciate her, not to denigrate her.
When you bring her a 3-pound box of C's, don't you call that appreciation?
Well, not if you want her to lose weight. Roses and dancing are the way to get her to lose weight. Take her out. Appreciate her.
We do dance.
There are beautiful things that you can do together that if you would honor her, she would lose weight.
Well, ma'am, we do
dance. The minute you don't continue to not.
We line dance and do Western two-step at a
Well, not very often because what I just heard before I got on the radio was that you're embarrassed about her.
Do you dance,
because
ma'am?
Because she's chubby.
Do you dance, ma'am?
No, I don't.
Well, then why don't you try some dancing? Tell me.
I don't need to try any dancing. I'm telling you, I'm trying to give you a way.
No, you told me you're fat. So I would ask you, why don't you dance?
She doesn't care. She didn't say she's fat.
That is the point. The point is that to get a person that you profess that you care about to lose weight is to honor her and respect her and tell her how pretty she is, and then she will lose weight easily.
Well, ma'am, I'm way ahead of you on all of that stuff. But
you're
gone
way behind me on all of that stuff. You are so far behind
you don't even get it.
Haven't
way
you ever heard
you.
That saying, you get more flies with honey than you do with vinegar?
No, ma'am.
Haven't you ever heard that?
Never, no.
You've never heard that?
I don't know where the hell you grew up.
I grew up in
Tennessee. That's the greatest sales.
Well, maybe I grew up in a place where there's no flies. How about that? But anyway, I was going to say to you that my wife is
you grew up in a place where there's no flies, huh?
She knows all about flies. What I'm trying to say is this.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Knoxville, Tennessee.
And there were no flies in Knoxville, Tennessee?
We have a thing called exterminators. Wow.
Oh.
Anyway.
Okay. You know, look at
The only thing I'm trying to say, Mr. Henry, is this. When my wife and I went Texas Two-Step, and if you don't Texas Two-Step, it is a very quick circular dance that goes about the dance floor, and you're also moving your partner in a circular motion. It is very fast, and literally, when you are dancing with a woman the size of my wife,
someone
is going to get hurt.
I knew a woman Sylvia who was over 300 pounds who had the lightest feet known to mankind.
What do they call her? Oh, I bet they call her
Twinkle Toe. Any skinny girl.
Ma'am, you ask the man she falls on whether she's got light feet. Okay.
Well, the man
who
married her loves her still.
I'll bet he does. Good for him. I'm not saying. Yeah, he'll love her until the day she suffocates him. Until the day they find him in bed, gray,
you know,
with his eyes open and dead.
Okay, I'll tell you a quick little story. Well, I used to own a clothing store, and there was this man who married a Korean bride, and he used to bring her in.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, he was chastising her because she's wearing a size 10 dress.
Yes, ma'am.
And he couldn't see his own feet because of his beer belly tucked underneath his own pants.
What was he saying to her?
So you've got all your teeth, right? And you've got all the hair on your head, right? And your vision's 20/20, right? I mean, I'm asking you all this because
this isn't about me. This is not about me.
You damn straight it is. If you're gonna
critique your wife about
her gaining weight, then you better damn straight be perfect.
No, this is all about the size of my wife. And
oh, really?
Can you
see your feet, mister? Do you have a beer belly?
No, but see, this is about my wife lying to me.
No.
And she's going to take all that fat
off.
Yeah,
well,
why? You
probably lied that you would keep your hair.
Well, ma'am,
you'd probably lie that you'd keep your teeth. You'd probably lie that you actually had a brain.
Oh, man, you can insult
okay,
all you want.
So
why is it my wife said to me...
Can you look down and see your boobs?
Can I see my wife's boobs? No, I cannot.
No,
and the reason
boots,
is...
mister. Your boots, your shoes. Can you see your shoes?
Yeah, they're in the closet.
No, when
what
you
the hell
stand
you
up straight...
Are you,
and
are you
down
believing
at your
this
feet,
woman?
Can you see your shoes?
Not if I'm not wearing them.
Well, when they're on your feet.
Right.
Can you see them?
Can I see what?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry?
What are you doing?
I'm relaxing. I'm feeding the chickens. I'm just kind of... just trying to get my life together, get my head together. Damn thing bit me.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.